A reading from the Gospel according to Mark chapter 1. A leper came to Jesus begging him, and kneeling he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country, and people came to him from every quarter. What strikes me today about this gospel is the admission of the leper that he was unclean, that he didn't have what he needed. And I really think that's the message today that God is at least trying to convey to me. We have this reading from Hebrews also this morning, from Hebrews 3, quoting from Psalm 95, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart." And I think the message today from God is, you don't have it. You're needy. I'm reminded of that wonderful passage from 1 Corinthians 1, and I really feel this is my scriptural insight for last year. I actually had two insights last year, which is amazing because I normally get only one insight every 3 years. The second insight I had last year is with regard to 1 Corinthians. And let me read some of it because I think it's apropos to what I'm trying to say this morning. "Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord." In other words, our holiness, our healedness, is in a sense vicarious. It belongs to Jesus. But it's infinitely available to us through faith. That's, I think, what I need to hear today as I read about Jesus cleansing the leper. I don't know why it's taken me 70-some years to get this, but I think I've lived my life as a semi-Pelagian. I don't have it within myself. All of my goodness comes from Jesus. He it is who became for us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. The beauty of the whole mystery, though, is that all of this is, in a sense, infinitely available. All we have to do is ask for it. "If you choose, you can make me clean." I was on this cruise ship. I think I mentioned this in my preaching over the past couple of weeks at Christmas. Food for the poor preachers don't go out, so I had this spare time and volunteered to be a chaplain on a very large cruise ship. Difficult work, but someone has to do it. There was something amazing about this cruise ship. There were so many people exercising. I couldn't believe it. I went up to the 12th deck, and there were like 100, I'm not exaggerating, there were about 100 people on the machines exercising. And in this complex, there was a whirlpool. The interesting thing about it was no one on the ship besides me knew that the whirlpool existed. There were a lot of whirlpools throughout the decks of the ship, but nobody knew about this super whirlpool. It was so strong, the water coming from the sides was so strong that there were, believe it or not, hand grips. In other words, you had to cling to the side of the whirlpool, otherwise you would be washed away. And I found this to be an important metaphor in the spiritual life. And I think of the grace of Jesus as being infinitely available and very, very strong. And all one has to do is cling to the edge of the whirlpool, and it's there for you. All of this grace, all of this holiness, all of this cleanliness, in other words, everything we need spiritually is right there. All we have to do is grab it. As I share this analogy, I have to warn you, I made another analogy a few months ago comparing cats and monkeys. Baby monkeys cling to their mother's back. Baby cats don't cling, but their mother grasps them with her mouth. So it's another side of this, so don't be dismayed. Today, the analogy is more akin to baby monkeys. All we have to do is cling to the side of the whirlpool, and we will be cleansed. We will be given the grace of Jesus in superabundance. God bless you.